So have you ever wondered what the bread of life truly means? Well, there's a beautiful conference coming up that will not only answer that question, but will help you guide you and let you understand why sacred liturgy is so important. The Sacred Liturgy Conference is coming up June 24th to the 27th, right here in Portland. And joining me today is one of their scheduled speakers, Father Joshua Clifton. He is the pastor at St. Brigida Catholic Church right here in Portland. Good morning, Father Clifton. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, good morning to you. Thank you very much for having me.
Father Clifton, I really appreciate your time. This is the first time I've been able to have you on the Morning Blend with us. Please, can you introduce us, our listeners, and remind us how it is that we say St. Brigida or St. Brigida?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, the fact is, you can call it whatever you like. A lot of people call it different things, but it seems like most people will say St. Brigida. That's the name that I understood or that I heard the pastor say when I came here. But it's been my pleasure to serve here for the last, 7 years now, and also up at St. Mary's in Vernonia. And so I am a priest of the Diocese of Monterey, but very happily serving here in Portland, I say, for almost these last 7 years.
Well, we are grateful to have you in the Archdiocese of Portland, and we are very excited to have you join us today to talk about this wonderful opportunity for people, the Sacred Liturgy Conference coming up in June. So my first question for you is this: why is the practice of good liturgy so important to all of us that are sitting in the pews attending the Sunday Mass?
Well, that's a great question. You know, ultimately, liturgy is something to us that was given to us by God. If you go back to the very first Mass, the Last Supper, was, of course, celebrated by Christ himself, and it has its roots going way back before that. Of course, you have the Passover feast. You can go even to the past, looking all the way back to the sacrifice that Abel offered up. And so it's something, liturgy is something that God ultimately gave us. And if you look at the history of the liturgy, there was an organic development that came from the time of the Last Supper, so that as the liturgy spread throughout the Christian world, it took on slightly different forms in different places. But there's something that is connected across all of these different forms of liturgy. And so what we see is that God himself has guided the development of the liturgy through history, but also in kind of a cooperation with man and with the culture of the people who are celebrating that liturgy. So whether it's Western liturgies, Eastern liturgies, what we have is something that ultimately is like a cooperation between God and man. And the celebration of the liturgy itself is a continuation of that cooperation, that we're hearing the word of God, we're hearing God speaking to us, and then we're offering up our worship to him. So liturgy is important because, in a sense, it's everything. It is the great meeting point between God and his church. It's where God comes down and makes himself present in the Holy Eucharist. It's where we come together and manifest ourselves as the church, as the community. So it's important that we get it right.
Father Clifton, it seems as though then what you're saying is from the moment that we step through the doors of our parishes, everything is guiding us to be part of that good liturgy and that sacred liturgy, not just the words that we are hearing from the priests, but we ourselves and the architecture and the music. We're all part of making up good liturgy. Is that what you're saying too?
Well, that's exactly right. And I'm glad you mentioned architecture, because so much of this is manifested in terms of our architecture. Think, for example, of the vestibule when you enter into the church, the narthex. That's kind of a liminal point where we're leaving behind the world outside and preparing to enter into this new world, because in this new world, heaven and earth come together. And so it is, it's this great cooperation of the people, the priest, and God himself. In fact, the word liturgy comes from two Greek words that mean the work of the people. You might think, well, work, that's kind of a strange way of putting it, but it's referring to the greatest action that man can participate in, which is worshiping God and being in union with him. So yeah, there's no mere observation of the liturgy. You know, we're all there seeking union with Christ, seeking union with one another, and it's the greatest thing that we can ever do, and it's the closest we can get to heaven. It's sort of like we say it's the most beautiful thing on this side of heaven, but it's really the closest we as a community get to heaven is the celebration of the Holy Mass.
Hmm. Father Clifton joining us this morning. He is inviting the whole community to the Sacred Liturgy Conference. The theme this year, Manna from Heaven, the Bread of Life in the Eucharist. It is happening June 24th to the 27th at Holy Rosary Catholic Church here in Portland. Father Clifton, it's been a wonderful opportunity joining us today. So much more that we need to know and understand about sacred liturgy. And I am already coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
Oh, absolutely. Be my pleasure.
And Father Joshua Clifton is joining us again today. He is the pastor at St. Brigida Catholic Church here in Portland. He's joining us today to help us understand why sacred liturgy is so important and to invite the entire community to the Sacred Liturgy Conference. The theme this year, Manna from Heaven, the Bread of Life in the Eucharist. It's happening June 24th to the 27th. Right here in Portland. Father Clifton, thank you so much for staying with me today.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Father Clifton, what you were touching on, I think, kind of reminds me too. We've all been in liturgy before, in Mass before, in a church before, where all of our senses are experience that liturgy, from the things that we see to the sound of the music, the smell of the incense. Our bodies, it seems like, too, are designed to experience fully, to be fully human in liturgy. Are we ourselves being present part of that sacred liturgy? Does God have a special role for us to play also?
Yeah, actually, and I want to mention something else, because this is an interesting concept to keep in mind that really spills into liturgy, that when God was incarnate, and when God the Son takes on flesh, that he is incarnate. That means that he himself is experiencing the world through human senses, through the sounds, through the smells. And what's interesting to think, that when Christ ascends into heaven, he doesn't leave his body behind, that God as incarnate, in human flesh, becomes in essence a permanent feature of the Most Holy Trinity, so that God remains incarnational to us. And so it makes perfect sense that the liturgy itself would have these incarnational elements, something pointing to something deeper, whether it's the smell of incense, which certainly smells nice, but it's pointing out to us the reality of the great liturgy in heaven, right? Which also is described as having incense, you know, certainly in the book of Revelation, for example. And so what you're seeing and smelling and experiencing, it's inviting us into this relationship with God who, in one sense, is beyond our understanding, but in another sense, has become understandable by becoming Christ for us, being manifest as Christ for us. So the liturgy is the way that we ultimately, as a church, come to encounter Christ and to have communion with him.
Father Clifton, then, I want to get back to a word that you just said, and that is the word understand. Now, we do have an important part to play as Catholics. Yes, we are learning, and yes, the journey is long, but we really need to understand the parts of the Mass and why they are all so important and why every step of the way is leading us to that moment of consecration. Kind of just for our listeners, this opportunity to have it right here in Portland, the Sacred Liturgy Conference, why is it important that so many people attend? Because this is important. This is the source and the summit of our faith, and we get to experience Christ in the Eucharist. There's nothing greater.
Well, that's right. You know, and the whole concept there of understandability, you know, in a certain sense, we start to build that up as children. We learn the difference between the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the Eucharist. We learn the responses. But the truth is, you can be a great theologian, and you can continue to discover more and more about the liturgy. I've been a priest, it's just over 13 years now. I'm discovering new things all the time. And so what it ends up being is something kind of comparable to what St. Teresa of Avila describes as the richness of the spiritual life, that it's like digging and finding a mine that's just filled with all these beautiful gems. And then you just keep digging and you find another mine and another mine, and there's no end to it. You just keep entering these caverns with more and more beautiful gemstones. And And I found the liturgy is very much the same way, that the more you study, the more you learn, but you see how much that the richness has no end to it. It's just this kind of perpetual, it's almost like a vanishing point in the very heart of God, that the more you learn about liturgy, the more it just opens up and opens up. Or like a blooming rose that just is always in the state of bloom. You never get to the end of it, right? And so that's what I think this conference can really do for people, is it can start to point out to them these various these landscapes and these gemstones and these the bloom and the beauty of the liturgy. And I guarantee that this will be my fourth year going to this conference. And every time I've learned something that's just really just knocked me off my feet, to reveal the great beauty of God and how he manifests himself to us, the role of the Mass, the liturgy. That's ultimately what it does. If you go to a conference like this and you learn the kinds of things that are going to be taught here, you'll never see the Mass the same way. Every time you go back, it will become sharper, and there'll be more kind of detail in your understanding and the sublime nature of the Mass. It's just, once you go down that road of understanding, you never go back. You just see that that there's more and more to be found in it. And the more you learn about the Holy Mass, you'll never be bored. You'll never be bored at the Mass, because you'll see what really, really is going on and what it's all about. You'll see it in a new way. So that's what I found what's so wonderful about the conference. And there's so many different kinds of talks. Some are more academic, some are more kind of pastoral, but you'll get something from all the talks. And you walk away, like I say, with this much more pronounced understanding. So a conference like this ultimately provides an opportunity for someone to have a deeper relationship with God. And what's better than that, really?
Oh, absolutely. Father Clifton, just looking at the schedule, there is something for everybody. If you are just maybe entered into the church and you're trying to grow and understand it even more, this will be perfect for you. If you have been going to church for many years and you are ready to take that deep dive and really start to learn about the early church fathers and our understanding of the faith and how over 2,000 years we have developed this beautiful liturgy, well, this conference is for you as well. Again, it's coming up June 24th to the 27th right here in Portland, Oregon at Holy Rosary Catholic Church. Father Clifton, it has been a wonderful morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Before we go, will you end us in prayer and your priestly blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gift of your liturgy. We thank you for the gift of the incarnation, that we can have intimacy and closeness with Christ in the Holy Eucharist. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon your whole church to bind us together in closer union, to open up our minds and our hearts to understand the mystery of your love for us. And I ask you in a special way to bless all of those who are here listening to this broadcast today. And may Almighty God bless all of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Father Clifton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
And just one last time, that conference is coming up June 24th to the 27th. I will be sure to add information that'll get you right to their webpage, and also the information on how to register, their full lineup of speakers and the schedule over those days. You'll find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com, and of course also on the Hail Mary Media app.